Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. Nick Qualia, Marv is on. We're officially in the offseason now. Let's dig up topics to talk about. We don't even have baseball to look forward to. The Red Sox, they were supposed to be playing spring training already. These guys, we knew what was going to happen. We knew that the owners and the Players Association, they weren't going to get along. A lot of BS going on. The owner, Rob Manfred, saying, oh, it would be catastrophic if the season doesn't start on time. Turns out the owners actually don't care if the season starts on time. And I saw some kind of breakdown, like if they're, like historically, I guess, I forget who said this, but historically, I guess, MLB owners, the teams, they lose the most money in April. It's cold. People don't go to the games. So they won't really care if they miss out on April. But whatever, besides the fact. Marv, we're going to talk about the way too early Super Bowl future odds. And we're going to take these from our friends over at betonline.ag. So you haven't looked at these yet.
I have no idea what you're about to tell me.
As we wanted. Who do you think is the favorite at plus 750 to win the Super Bowl?
I would say the Rams.
No, which isn't that weird because like when the Patriots would win the Super Bowl, they'd always immediately be the favorite for the next year. Immediately.
All right, but it's not the Rams.
It's an AFC team.
It's either Kansas City or Buffalo.
Well, technically, I guess both. So top of the list, it is Buffalo, but they're both the same odds, plus 750 each. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City. The Rams are third at plus 1,100. So okay. The Patriots, I told you this, they're 12th. The Patriots are 12th on this list. And seeing some of the teams above them, I don't know why. I don't know why they'd be 12th. I agree that the Patriots shouldn't be like too high up on this list. You know, we don't know what it's going to look like next year, especially like they might lose J.C. Jackson. Like that's up in the air. J.C. Jackson had a phenomenal year this year. Who do you replace him with if he does go? But in like, do they add another offensive weapon? But the fourth team on this list, This is the one I don't get because it seems like it's 100. It seemed at one point recently that it was 100% fact that they were going to be trading the quarterback and they were going to go with their second year guy who we really don't know anything about. But now it seems like their quarterback could be back next year. I'm talking about the 49ers. The 49ers are fourth also, or technically third, tied with the Los Angeles Rams at plus 1,100. Am I wrong to be confused about that one?
Yeah. Here's the thing. The landscape in the NFC is a lot different than the landscape in the AFC. When you first say San Francisco Rams had the second best odds of making it to the Super Bowl in the NFC, yet alarming, but when you really think about it, we don't know the state of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That looks like it's over. That marriage looks like it's done. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are no longer going to be the same. Lost their quarterback. They lost one of the best offensive linemen in the game. They're going to lose their tight end. So that team's not going to be something special. Dallas Cowboys, they are who we always think they are. They're not really going to be a threat. So by process of elimination, it kind of makes sense that the 49ers have a good chance of making it to the Super Bowl due to the fact that the NFC is not as strong as it used to be.
I guess, but even looking at the other AFC teams, like, I mean, I don't know. I think if you're going to take the idea that Aaron Rodgers might not be there next year, you also have to take the idea that it which seems like it was the most plausible thing, that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be there. And Trey Lance being your quarterback, I don't think you can make him make that team technically have the second best odds to go or win the Super Bowl.
But they did. They've been close with Jimmy Garoppolo twice.
Jimmy Garoppolo wins football games. Okay, I don't know how he does it. He's not that good.
They've won, but you can. We can say they've won games despite of Jimmy Garoppolo, not won games because of Jimmy Garoppolo. Because
he can hand the ball off, which is why Jimmy Garoppolo would be perfect in Indianapolis. He's perfect for Indianapolis. I don't know why. If he ends up being dealt, the Colts, who clearly do not want Carson Wentz anymore, as they shouldn't, they should go get Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know that Spider-Man meme? You know that Spider-Man meme when both Spider-Mans are pointing at each other? That's Carson Wentz and Jimmy Garoppolo once they walk by each other. I don't see the Colts getting that much better if they get Jimmy.
But Carson Wentz is wild. he is wild.
Did you not watch Garoppolo in this playoffs? He's a wild dude.
Carson Wentz sprained both ankles at the same time.
But
do you know how hard that is?
Carson Wentz is, look, that Jaguars game, horrendous. Horrendous. And Carson Wentz is not a great quarterback, but he didn't turn the ball over a lot this past year. Something that Jimmy Garoppolo just can't help himself to do in the fourth quarter. He's just gotta get you a turnover. They're not that much different, I'm telling you, Nick.
I don't know. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is plenty content with handing the football off. Like, I think Carson Wentz wants to air it out. Carson Wentz just wants to drop back. He wants to try to shake off 50 guys before he throws the football.
Wentz is
hold
more
it
talented.
For 20 seconds. Huh?
Wentz is more talented.
He's one of those weird things where, like, he's more talented, but I think I'd rather take Jimmy Garoppolo on my football team.
The thing is, with Jimmy Garoppolo, yes, you can get far, but at some point, the quarterback's got to be a quarterback.
You're right.
There's only so far as you can get. And when you need it the most, Jimmy just can't do it for you. He almost sabotaged that Dallas Cowboys playoff game.
He did everything he could, too. He did everything.
He tried so hard to give Dallas that win. He tried so hard. So
and they almost listen, did it. Man. Dallas almost did it. Dallas kicked themselves the nuts in that one. You know who else is another team that's above the Patriots, though?
Who?
Which confuses me. Like, I understand they're a good football team and they have talent around the roster, but they're missing the key component to winning in the NFL, which is a quarterback. It's the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are one spot above the New England Patriots on this list. The Denver Broncos are plus 2,200. The Patriots are plus 2,500. And actually, in fact, the Denver Broncos are above the Arizona Cardinals.
So these are way too early, obviously, betting on predictions.
I
will guarantee you, if both Patriots roster and the Denver roster looked the exact same come August, Patriots would be easily above the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos, I think Vegas is betting on a quarterback change.
He's betting on potentially Aaron Rodgers, which would shoot that team.
Right.
Look, if you add Aaron Rodgers to that Denver Broncos football team, that's a good team. Like, they have a very solid tight end in Noah Fant. They have two very solid receivers. They've got a young potential stud at the running back position with Javonte Williams. I mean, that's a team that if they add a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, that team immediately becomes, I would think, an AFC contender for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But in a loaded AFC West. The AFC West is stacked. Like, imagine Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes twice a year. Like, that's a ratings machine.
AFC is crazy, bro. With the quarterbacks that we have in the AFC, Herbert, Mahomes, Burrow, you telling me you want to add Aaron Rodgers into that? Watson maybe comes back next year.
Actually, maybe. Speaking of bottom of the list, Houston Texans. Not too much faith in Davy Mills.
Like, we don't even talk about Lamar Jackson anymore. And he's still an electrifying quarterback.
Yeah,
who's super young. Like, we forget how young Lamar Jackson is.
Yeah, and it feels like people have lost faith in him. Now, before we keep rolling, we got to talk about our friends over at BetOnline.ag, the best in the game, where we also got these odds from. Guys, football, it might be over for the season, but basketball, it's in full steam for both pro and college hoops. And guess what? The Boston Celtics are good at basketball again. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your favorite source for hockey, boxing, UFC odds, huge fight this weekend, right to the Olympic coverage, which I think is over. I don't know. The Olympics stunk this year.
Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is an old copy. Maybe I screwed up. I don't know, but BetOnline is still the best in the game, so do not let that deter. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back to the AFC conversation. We were just talking about the quarterback. We've said this before. We have to hope Mac Jones is the guy because this AFC is going to be stacked for a long time to the point where, like, Patrick Mahomes now, he's not old, like, in any sense, but Patrick Mahomes now is, like, kind of the older guy of that group. Like, that's how stacked and young and good this AFC list is for quarterbacks.
And what, you're going to start seeing style changes in how teams draft. You're going to see the AFC draft a lot of defensive players because now you have to combat these juggernauts of quarterbacks, and you know style of play is definitely going to change in the AFC just due to the fact that every night you're going to be facing a Burrow and these guys, and even like Derek Carr now is a guy that who can throw over 300 yards a game that you have to worry about. So it's interesting what they got there, what we have here in the AFC.
You're right with the drafting thing, because like we talked about this too at the end of the season after the Patriots lost to the Bills. The Patriots are going to have to draft somebody almost like to specifically combat Josh Allen. Like, you're going to face this guy two times a year. You need to find somebody. Like, I want to even say, like, you're not going to find a freak like this necessarily, but like Micah Parsons, like, that's the kind of guy who you could use to stop Josh Allen. But you say that, and then like Christian Barmore had a great year. Christian Barmore is a tank. And I remember during that final game, Christian Barmore went to go tackle Josh Allen, and Josh Allen made him look like a child. And we know Christian Barmore is not the size of a child by any stretch.
Christian Barmore pulled a Danny Phantom in the last couple weeks of the season. Ghost. Nowhere to be found.
The defense did. And actually, speaking of, let's just keep rolling off the top of the head. I don't know what show it was on, but Matt Judon mentioned, I believe I heard him say this, that when the Patriots defense dropped off, it was a lot of people kind of doing their own thing. And like, they were going off a scheme and they were kind of doing their own thing. And if that's the case, that is concerning.
Yeah, that when that happens, you look at your leaders, you look at Bill Belichick, you look at who he has as the defensive play callers. That's not good. Don't know how true that story is, but if that's the case,
well, if it was, if I'm right, and if it was Matt Judon saying that, like, you gotta imagine it's 1,000% true.
Yeah, I mean, Judon's another dude who was playing Casper at the end of the year, so we were wondering what if it was injuries, anything like that. I expected to hear some type of surgery he's needed by now, but nothing's come out about injuries with Judon as of late. So the defense fell apart. They were old. You think of all the linebackers that need to be removed from this team. With all due respect, I love Hightower. With all due respect,
I was gonna say, hey, talking Hightower, there's some rumors going around that he might get some attention from Tennessee.
Hey, great place to retire. Amazing place to retire. Nice weather. Go with Vrabel. You don't have to play all these. Go, Kyle Van Noy. Thank you for your service. It's time to move on. But then the concerning thing is, the dudes like Bentley, Uche hasn't been healthy. Winovich, Belichick doesn't like. He's one of those dudes who does his own thing. Like, they haven't hit either in that linebacker position. I think Uche has potential. He's shown it. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. Bentley, it was kind of a disappointment this year. It's tough, man. Right now is the time you can't have any misses in these drafts.
Right. And with that too, and maybe we could talk more about JC Jackson as like, because this week, by the time the show comes out, we're going to know whether or not he was franchise tagged with the team. I think JC Jackson is like, this defense is such a giant question mark right now that you need JC Jackson. And I don't know. Do you think they franchise? But again, by the time this comes out, we should know, but we will know. Do you think they franchise tag him?
Mike and I were talking about it last week, and they have no choice.
They have to.
They have no choice but to franchise tag JC Jackson. Just by all the reasons we laid out earlier in the shows, look at your competition. Look who you're going to face two times a year, possibly three times a year in the AFC East. Like, you have to have JC Jackson. The thing is, obviously, we know the history with the Patriots. Once you franchise tag a person, they might as well just get a lease for 1 year, because they ain't going to stay in New England after that year. The history shows it there. So you get JC Jackson, and then you start looking at pieces that you can add at the secondary, because it's not great right now.
No, it's not. And, you know, I just want to say this. Every single time that we do question Bill Belichick about stuff like this, though, he turns out to be right. Like, you remember when Malcolm Butler, like, that whole thing was going on? Like, the Patriots bringing Stephon Gilmore instead of paying Malcolm Butler, and everybody was like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just pay Malcolm Butler? And then as it turns out, Malcolm Butler was his career was just about over. So, yes. I'm not saying that's going to happen with JC Jackson. I like JC Jackson. As a fan, I would love to see him stay with the Patriots, but I don't know. I'm stupid. I don't know what's going to go on with this guy.
I hear that argument with the Malcolm Butler and other players leaving and not becoming anything, but who's to say that they stayed in that system, they wouldn't be
fine? Yeah, that's true. And also, just like, just to fight my own argument here, like, the Patriots did just bring in Stephon Gilmore. So yeah, it's not like they didn't have a, like, the Patriots don't have a backup plan. Who's their plan? Jalen Mills? That's the plan?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Not a good one.
Jalen Mills was never supposed to be even considered as the second corner option.
No, he's fine for what he is.
Yeah.
For what he's supposed to be, he's fine.
We thought he was going to be the third corner with a Jonathan Jones at the slot. Now you're talking about Jalen Mills. Gilmore, you're talking about Gilmore at the one, J.C. Jackson at the two, Jonathan Jones at the slot, and you have Jalen Mills roaming. Oh, my God. Yeah, I love it. Jalen Mills started becoming your most dependent corner. Now things get spooky.
Yeah, things are looking spooky as we get more into the offseason defensively. They got to figure this out. Like, this was – it sucks that it kind of, like, didn't line up right. Like, you have Mac Jones now, and you expect him to get better as he goes on. But you're also at the point now where your defense is aging out. You need to retool this defense and quick. So, is that it?
That's it, man.
We good?
Who were a couple other teams ahead of the Patriots in the betting odds?
So, I'll read. So, Patriots are 12. It went Bills, Chiefs at plus 750 each, Rams, 49ers at plus 1100 each, Bengals, Packers, plus 1200 each, Dallas Cowboys, plus 1600, Baltimore Ravens, LA Chargers, each at plus 2000, Denver Broncos at plus 2200. That's the one that confuses me the most. The Arizona Cardinals at plus 2500, and then actually, you know what? There's three teams at plus 2,500. It's the Cardinals, the Patriots, and the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. All right. I'm not too mad. I mean, the Broncos one is funny, but I'm thinking Vegas is just thinking, you know, that the quarterback change.
If they don't make a quarterback change, they are dropping. Oh, I don't want to say significant, but they're falling down that list. All right. CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable, Nick Qualia and Marv is on. Might have Mike back next week. We might have the whole crew back. I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah, every week. Last week I was on vacation. This week Mike is vibing. Mike is living. I don't know exactly what he's doing tonight, but I just know he's vibing. I'm guaranteed he's having a good time. Nick Qualia, Marv is on. Guys, we will talk to you next week. Thank you for watching.